Syrian officials said Tuesday Damascus is willing to cooperate with the United States in combating international terrorism. Syrian Foreign Minister Farouk al-Sharra said Tuesday his country is ready to comply with U.S. demands for greater cooperation as long as those demands are, as he put it, logical and realistic. The foreign minister was responding to Secretary of State Colin Powell's comments Monday in Kuwait that Syria has not cooperated as forcefully as he would have liked, and indicated the U.S. Congress may impose sanctions against Syria as a result. Tuesday, Mr. al-Sharra said his government has complied with numerous U.S. demands for cooperation. He said Damascus would continue to cooperate with the United States as long as the demands help unify Iraq and find a just solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Mr. Powell said earlier he wants Syria to do a better job of preventing would-be terrorists from crossing the Syrian border into Iraq, and to help find records and bank accounts for the former Iraqi regime in Syrian banks. But according to Syria's Minister of Information, Adnan Amran, no such bank accounts exist. And he says Damascus is doing its best to safeguard its border with Iraq.
Syria does not at all allow any illegal crossing of the borders, but you know that it's 450 kilometers. And you have the American army with all the planes monitoring the area. No one can control 450 kilometers, and we don't allow anyone who is not authorized, who is not legally passing.
Last week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said that of more than 200 foreign militants captured in Iraq, the largest groups were those from Syria and Lebanon. Mr. Amran also denied charges that his government is giving support to groups like Hamas, which are on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. He said such groups exist in Syria, but they don't have official government support. The U.S. Congress is considering whether to implement the Syrian Accountability Act on the ground Syria has failed to fully cooperate with the United States. The act is designed to pressure Syria into withdrawing its troops from Lebanon, giving up any weapons of mass destruction, and halting support for terrorist organizations. Syrian officials have said imposing sanctions against Syria would be a mistake and would send a signal to the rest of the Arab world that Washington was submitting to the demands of Israel. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.